This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball with former major leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr. and Odyssey insider Cody Decker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got ourselves a brand new week of Major League Baseball, which means we got a new episode of Big Time Baseball here on Odyssey Sports. It's me, Cody Decker, former professional baseball player turned professional smartass on the radio, and my favorite, the one, the only, Tony Gwynn Jr., who was much better of a baseball player and much better of a professional smartass than I am, but he's here with me slumming it here on Big Time Baseball as we talk about everything we love and don't love about the game right now. And Tony, first things first, your pods, man. Love them, love them, love them. How you doing?
Man, first, good to be with you, Code, as always. It is, they're playing some good ball, man. We just came off that seven-game roadie that started horribly. They get swept in St. Louis. The offense was anemic. And then on Thursday, you fly into Milwaukee. Offense wakes up a little bit. And then Taylor Rogers has a hard time closing it out. Brewers walk off. And you would think after those four losses, like, oh, man, here we go. You've had some three straight bad losses and then one heartbreaking loss. And then they bounce back. They win the next three in Milwaukee. They take three of four. They do two things really well. I think probably as good, if not better, than everybody else. They start in pitching is unbelievable. I mean, they lead the league in quality starts. Joe Musgrove leading away. He's got to be your NL starter in the All-Star game. And they play defense. They don't make very many mistakes. And in that little short four-game skid they had, the one thing they do offensively, they come up with timely hits. They hadn't been coming up with those in that four-game losing streak. But the last three games, you started to see that kind of timely hitting come about. And this is a good team. I don't think they're going anywhere. And my guess is come deadline time, they'll make some moves or whatever moves they feel necessary to help this ball club. But this team is well managed. They got the right kind of veterans in their locker room. This is a good thing they got going in San Diego right now.
Yeah, they do. And, they do have the Mets. Yeah. Coming in, and the Mets just had split a series with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And, the Mets are banged up a little bit, but they are still a devastatingly good team, one of the best in baseball. But you brought up Joe Musgrove, man. And, of course, the Pods themselves still kind of going neck to neck with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Looking at them right now, Pods are 30-20, man, 600 winning percentage. They're only three games back of the Dodgers right now. And, I mean, we all agree, and we all agreed last year as well, that the Dodgers are the very best team in baseball. They're just ridiculous. But hey, man, it's not a foregone conclusion that they're going to win this. In fact, somebody asked me the other day on one of my other shows, if I were to lay down a bet right now, what would I lay down? The Dodgers to win the NL West or the Brewers to win the NL Central? And everyone's first thought immediately is the Dodgers. And also the odds are better for higher for the Dodgers to win their division. But the Brewers are going to win their division by 20 games, pretty much, it looks like. And the Dodgers might, if they do win the division with the Padres in there, they might only win it by three or four if they're lucky, if the Padres don't, continue to get healthier and better. Because the Padres are doing this without Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right. No, listen, I think if you want to make some money, that's certainly the way to go is the Brewers. I mean, I think after watching Milwaukee, after watching Cardinals in back-to-back series, they're both really, really good teams. But the Brewers pitching, and by the way, they're doing this banged up as well. I mean, Adames has been out. Urdias has missed some time. Woodward's out right now with an ankle. They've got some injuries on that Brewers ball club, and yet they're still finding ways to win. I like where you're going with it, though, Cole. I think Milwaukee, although the Dodgers have reigned and are probably the best roster in baseball, I still think the Brewers are a better bet in order to win a National League Central versus what the Dodgers are doing. The Dodgers got at least two, three teams in that division that can give them issues in terms of winning the division. Milwaukee really only has the Cardinals to deal with. The other three teams in that division are not very good.
Yeah, it's just the fact. I mean, look at them. The Reds. The Reds are terrible. The Pirates, not great. The Cubs, not great. It's a two-team race. And, you know, the Cardinals, I think, are playing above where they really are. They're pitching way above where they've been. I mean, Miles Michaelis, up until his most recent start. Now, Miles Michaelis is a very good pitcher, but he had a 1 ERA going into his last start, and he has missed no starts this year. He's been Cy Young worthy this season. So it's been a phenomenal year over there in St. Louis as well. But yeah, you guys got to assume the Cardinals have that. I mean, the Brewers truly have that division well in at hand. And I do want to bring up another player you mentioned about the Padres, Joe Musgrove. Man, I said the other day when he was facing Corey Burns that this is going to be Joe Musgrove's true coming out party. Now, when I say that, his coming out party was really last year when he threw that no-hitter and had an unbelievable season. And I've been saying for a while that I think Joe Musgrove is the Padres ace, and he's been the Padres ace since he signed.
I hear no lies.
He's currently sitting at plus 600 for the NL Cy Young, second best odds against the pitcher that he beat the other night, who's currently sitting with plus 325. Listen, I've been telling people to jump on Joe Musgrove for weeks and weeks and weeks. If you don't jump on Joe Musgrove, if you're a gambling guy at all and you don't jump on Joe Musgrove now, you're going to miss on the boat because he's just going to be the best pitcher in baseball.
Stop gambling if you're not taking Joe Musgrove right now. For real. I mean, it's a pretty easy grab right now. And getting a chance to watch this guy every fifth day is nothing short of remarkable the way he goes about it. He's unique from the standpoint is you're going to get his repertoire, his five-pitch, six-pitch repertoire, you're going to get all of it at any given time. And as a hitter, as you know, Cody, when a pitcher has no fear of throwing any pitch at any time, you can't eliminate anything, and it makes hitting way, way more difficult, as we saw as he took that no-hitter into the eighth before Colton Wong doubled off the wall. He was cruising. I mean, there was nobody really even close, and he's a big reason why the Padres – even though they lost those four games, they happened to lose them at a time the Dodgers were losing. So the Padres end up picking up a game. They're two games back as they go into this series with the Mets. And this is going to be another good test for them. I mean, they had a good road trip where they played really good teams. And now the Mets are, I believe, are going to see Joe in one of those starts. So that'll be a good matchup, whoever he's linked up with. But he certainly is worthy of not only an all-star appearance, but certainly in the early conversation for Cy Young, no doubt.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of the Mets again, they are coming in to play the Padres. They just split with the Dodgers. Dodgers dominated games one and two, but the Mets come back and win games three and four. Also on top of that, listen, it's been looking like a foregone conclusion. And I know I have a lot of people, and we've even joked about it, Tony, that the Mets, you know, we're waiting for the Mets to Met. I don't think the Mets are going to Met this year. I truly think this is a real, real contending team. And again, just like the Padres are doing without Fernando Tatis Jr., the Mets are doing without Scherzer and DeGrom. So, I mean, that's just absurdly good news for Mets fans. But they're coming down to San Diego, and the rest of the NL East is starting to play good baseball. The Braves have won five straight. Phillies won four straight since firing Girardi. I don't know if that was necessarily the right answer, but the Phillies played the most bonkers game I've ever watched yesterday against the Angels at home. What do you think? I've actually been on a couple of teams where the manager has been fired midseason. I've been on one team where it worked out very well, and I've been on another team where the team went so ass backwards the other direction because of firing of Bud Black that the Padres in 2015 was the most nightmare scenario I'd ever been a part of.
You're 100% right. I remember that. I was on a 2008 team for the Milwaukee Brewers that had gotten all the way. I think we were in September when they decided to fire
Ned Yost fired?
Yeah, we were.
It was like
no time left. We had basically given up a seven game lead in the wild card, and they made the firing, and we ended up clinching. And then, you know, in a 7-day period, I mean, 2-week span, it's hard to tell if it made a difference or not. I don't know that we played that much better. We might have played a little bit better than 500, but we got into the playoffs, which was the key element in that. So you're right. It could go a bunch of different ways. Clearly, at least for the first four games, it looks like this team is playing better, but they still have the same issues they had before they fired Joe Girardi, right? They don't play defense very well. They're using their DH spot for Bryce Harper, who is probably one of their better defenders, but because of his UCL issue, he's not going to be able to play defense at least until the end of the year. And so you got a bunch of dudes who are out of position, and your bullpen still isn't, you know, that great. And so you still have those same issues. I know they've been able to come back and win some crazy games, a grand slam by Bryce Harper to tie that game late. But they still have a bunch of the same issues though, Cody.
Yeah, it's I mentioned that I watched this team live three straight nights at Dodger Stadium about 3 weeks ago, and I was
they almost swept them.
Yeah, they swept them. They might have swept them. They won both the games I went to, and I was watching, going like, "Yeah, I know. I get it that they're beating the Dodgers at home right now, but this team's defense is
atrocious.
So bad. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm like looking around. I'm like, this is like playing nine me out there, like." I love one or two me out there, but even me, I wouldn't put nine me out there. And I love me.
Right. No,
like it's just
defense,
oh.
I mean, it's, I mean, listen, at the time I saw them, they were still missing Gregorius. They were missing a few guys, but it hasn't been good all season, even when everybody was healthy. So, listen, it's nice to see them win some games. They should be more competitive. Maybe the firing will make them that, but this team is still a long ways from being either the Braves or, for, you know, not even to mention the Mets. They're a ways away from both of those teams, I think.
Yeah. And just to finish up the topic on the firing of Joe Girardi, and of course, my first thought that came to my mind was, after they won, especially those four games, was, I know Tony La Russa's listening and watching this, because Tony La Russa's got to be feeling something. Now, I don't think Tony La Russa's going to get fired. I think he's going to live out the rest of his contract completely this year and next year. But, I mean, if things don't change in Chicago on the South side, I got to assume that the White Sox got to make some sort of move. And it's not necessarily that changing the manager is what's going to change everything in baseball, but something's got to change. And unfortunately, the manager of every team is the figurehead.
No, there's no doubt about that. I think Tony's got a few things working for him. A, his hiring was straight from Jerry Reinsdorf, who was the owner of the Chicago White Sox. And this was a hiring in which he had been jonesing to do for quite some time. And so he finally got the opportunity to pull the trigger.
Yeah, roughly 40 years.
he's been trying to fix this mistake for a while. He got a chance to do it. He's done it. The other thing he's got going for him is they've had a bunch of injuries, a bunch of major injuries for their team that they can't, I don't think they could can cover up well enough. They're missing two major guys, Tim Anderson being one of them. They got some guys on their pitching staff that are also hurt. There's some time to fix this. And fortunately for them, nobody's really running away with the Central at this point. So they have that going for them. And I agree. I think ultimately he's going to live out that contract because the owner's going to say so regardless. Yep. I think
so too. I think he will be there for the long haul. And keep in mind, though, again, it doesn't mean like moving Tony La Russa is going to change anything at all. That whole it's a very good coaching staff. Yeah. I can't stress this
no
enough.
Doubt.
I played with a lot of these guys. I played for a lot of these guys. It's a really good staff. So this team's going to be okay. I truly think that they're currently sitting 6 games out of first place. In fact, the Guardians have actually passed the White Sox. The White Sox are currently sitting third in the AL Central at 23-27. Not where they want to be. This was a team that everyone pegged to win this division by far. And hell, I picked them to win the AL pennant. So I would like them to pick it up if for no other reason to make me look good.
This division is very much like the NL East was last year. Like nobody's really doing it. You look at the last 10 games, the first place team is 4-6. Minnesota's 4-6 in the last 10. White Sox are also 4-6 in the last 10. Cleveland 6-4. So nobody is really like playing great baseball. And as long as you leave a team like that, the White Sox, with that kind of talent, once they get healthy, if you don't pull away from them, you are going to run the risk of them snatching it from you, just like we saw the Braves do to the Mets last year. And I think that's where they'll be at the end of the season.
All right, well, we are roughly at the 50-game mark of the season, and if the playoffs were to start right now, here are your National League teams in the playoffs. And what do you think of this? Dodgers, Mets, Padres, Brewers, Cardinals, Giants, Braves, Diamondbacks, Phillies on the A. What do you think of these teams, by the way, that have a shot? And I'm funny, I love that one team's in here, because this one team is a fourth-place team. But I've been telling everybody, please do not sleep.
I know you're talking about the Diamondbacks of this. I mean,
this team is good, man. They're really, really good. And they just have the misfortune of being located in Phoenix, man.
And listen, I've always felt like Torrey Lovello's ball clubs play hard for him. Like, no matter what their talent is, they always play hard. And now this year, you got some young guys that have been infused in there. You got some guys who who've gotten their feet wet now and got a little more confidence, and they play hard. And so they're in a lot of games. Their pitching staff, their starting rotation has been really good this year. So again, like I said with the Padres, when you have good starting pitching, right, and you're able to play defense, you're going to be in every ball game because they're not going to score a whole bunch of runs on you. And so that's why the Diamondbacks are a team to watch. But out of all these teams, the team I would least want to face, and I'm not being a homer, is the Padres. I would hate to face them in a playoff series, because they can run out some fantastic pitching, and they have this knack for getting the big hit when they need to. They're not going to make very many mistakes. Mm-hmm. And you know, Cody, come playoff time, the teams that win are the teams that make the fewest mistakes. It's not necessary. You're not going to have too many blowouts. So the teams that make the fewest mistakes have the best chance to advance. That's the Padres. That's why they're the scariest team on this list, if you ask me.
I agree with you. On top of this, here's the other thing. I think the Padres are what everyone thinks the Brewers are.
Yeah.
The Brewers are not bad. I can't stress this enough. The Brewers are a good team because they got a great pitching staff. I think the Padres have the exact same pitching staff, only they can out-hit the hell out of the Brewers. And again, the Padres are a team that just kind of get ignored throughout baseball. Maybe it's because of proximity, location, or even distance to Los Angeles or something. But I feel like there are two teams that we just never hear enough about, and it's the Padres and the Rays. And these are two teams that will be in the playoffs, because if we look over the American League side, same exact thing. Yankees, Astros, Blue Jays, Rays, Twins, Red Sox. We didn't bring up the White Sox. We didn't bring up a few teams. What do you think, man? I mean, are there teams that we're not mentioning that we should be mentioning in that
list? I mean, you're talking about on the American League side, I'm assuming?
Yeah, on the American League side.
I think the team that we always overlook, and you just mentioned them, is the Tampa Rays. Like, they consistently get to this point, and they do it under the radar because of the unorthodox way they do it.